Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Scarborough residents have been left baffled by some large and unexpected deliveries on their doorstep.
Carrots in the front door. A whole stack of carrots. It's quite strange.
That would be quite strange. So these guys...
So funny.
...were woken up the other night by loud thud. It was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And they went to the front door and there was just... There, like, a lot of carrots. Like, we're talking... Like, your standard fruit box, right?
Yeah.
Probably three of those.
Oh, like, there was so many carrots.
Right?
And even more, there was potatoes as well, wasn't there?
Yes, but that was done, like, 2 weeks earlier.
So the person is doing it on a regular basis. Well, two times.
Is it three make it regular?
Yeah, what, I guess.
Semi-regular?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Well, is it
that was the second time.
I reckon
if it happened a third time, you would say a regular basis. Anyway,
what
semantics.
What a weird thing to just drop off a whole box of carrots or...
Could you imagine?
...potatoes.
And their friends are like, nah, we didn't do it. But I'm like, come on.
It has to be.
It has got to be a prank because... Why would someone randomly drop a whole bunch of carrots on your doorstep?
Mind you, back in the day, my brother and I, we really wanted to make the local paper.
Yeah.
And there was a section, it was like a good sort section, right? Where people would go, oh, big thanks to this person who did this. We're like, we can make that. So it was probably about 3 months of our lives. Every single week, we'd go buy some chocolate and a card and write a nice little... Not a love note, but a nice note to whatever street, Kenilworth, 44 Kenilworth Street, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'd drop it off in the middle of the night and then we'd wait to see if we made the paper. 3 months later, we still didn't make the paper and we gave up.
I think that is so sweet though. Like, you're like, I want to make the paper doing these beautiful random acts of kindness.
No, it cost us like $200. We got ripped off.
Hey, you still made people's days.
No, we didn't make the paper. It was devastating. So all that to say, people do sometimes drop off random things.
But let us know what's turned up at your door. Give us a call, 9313-0985. We'd love to hear from you.
Can I just play this one more time?
Yeah.
Carrots in the front door. A whole stack of carrots. It's quite strange.
It is quite strange.
We've got Sally on the phone. Sally, how are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
Sally, what turned up at your door?
A rose bush. Cocoa peat and some potting soil and a note that said, if you were home, I would have planted the bush for you. But it wasn't addressed by her, so.
Did you ever find out? And how long ago was this?
Oh, that's going back a few years now.
Did you
but
end
I never
up
found out who it was from?
Did you plant the rose bush in the end?
I did. It was a beautiful yellow.
Oh.
It was. Has it died since? It's like Billy. Everything we love dies. That's
I don't live in the house anymore, so I left it there.
Okay, fair enough. Sally, thank you so much for the call. We've got Teresa on the phone. Teresa, what happened?
Hello. It happened to my daughter. Check her mail, and there was an egg squashed, like smashed
in
the mailbox all over her mail.
Oh.
And she turned around, and the other 11 eggs from the dozen was lined up on her front lawn.
Lined
what?
Up, like
just
not
just
broken.
Yes, like, I don't know, it's a big joke that it was like an arrow, like, follow the egg, see what happens, but we don't know what that was about.
It's so random!
It was.
It's pretty funny.
People are so random.
Teresa, thank you so much for the call. We've got Rebecca on the phone. Rebecca, what turned up at your door?
Hi, well, it was actually something that we left on someone's door.
Oh.
So we were doing the bread run for our church, you know, picking up the bread donations and supposed to drop them at the, you know, the centre.
Mm.
And in the process of doing that, you know, we had some family friends that were having a struggle. So we dropped off a normal, you know, shopping bag with a few loaves and a couple of rolls in it. And I called her and sent a message and said, look, you know, I've dropped some bread for you just to help you out. And then she was like, no, there's nothing there. And I'm like, well, surely someone hasn't stolen it. So the next time we did the bread run, I dropped off like a bigger bag, with some bread and said, look, you know, this time you've got to find it. It's definitely going to help you out and all the rest of it. And found out that she actually lived a block down and we were dropping it to the wrong house.
Did you ever get in contact with the actual people?
No, we just left it. I just went and got her some bread myself and actually gave her some bread.
That's so funny. So I was like, why do I keep getting loaves of bread? What does this mean?
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm sure to this day they're still probably wondering why they ended up with two lots of big bags of bread on their doorstep. But, you know, oh well.
Give us a call if bread turned up on your doorstep and you don't know why.
Rebecca, thank you so much for the call. We've got Caleb on the phone. Caleb, what turned up at your door?
Hello. some Chinese, about $100 worth of Chinese food that I didn't order.
What? Ooh. Did you eat it?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'd been out at a church thing one night, and we came home, and I saw a little white bag sitting next to the door, and I thought, gee, that's a bit strange. I didn't order any food. Maybe Dad ordered something, you know? Well, Dad wasn't home, so I sort of pick it up, and I go, oh, what the heck's this? Well, I had no idea which delivery service had delivered it, and I had no idea which restaurant had, you know, had sent it. Mm. So I had no way of sort of finding out whose it was. And I thought, well, I didn't really have a choice but to take it inside and I had dinner.
Nice. Win-win. Right. Someone else might have been a bit hungry, though.
Yeah, your next door neighbours. Caleb, thank you so much for the call.
See, that's a good thing. You say the neighbours, because we once accidentally ordered food.
Mm.
And you know how sometimes it just puts the address in, like it locates you?
Yeah.
My husband didn't double check that it put in our address.
Oh, no. Where did it go?
Same street. Two numbers up.
Two numbers up?
Yep. So...
do you even know your neighbours two numbers up?
I know all my neighbours. Okay. You know this. There's like six houses on my street.
Everyone knows me.
No. I'm the one who talks to everyone. I'm like, hey!
It doesn't surprise me.
Sorry about my kids screaming.
Sorry
about... 6 a.m. Hope you didn't hear me yelling back. So
how you make all your friends. Sorry. I'm Beck.
Hi, I'm Beck. I'm the annoying neighbour who's really loud. But once we double check, because it's been like an hour, like, where's this food? It says it's been delivered. It's not here. Double check the app. Oh.
Gone. And did they eat it?
Well, we went there and they hadn't eaten it. But they're like, why didn't you come and knock on like the neighbour's door, if you didn't order it.
I don't know if I would knock on my neighbour's door. If I got sent random food, yeah. I'd just go, well, I don't know whose this is. It's been left here. I think I would just do the same as Caleb and just eat it.
Yeah. That's a question.
Because otherwise you've got to go round knocking on everyone's doors. And of course they're going to say yes.
Yeah, but I have a small
street. Smell of some sweet Mongolian beef. I can smell it now.
Oh, I love some Mongolian beef.
Some what?
Yeah. You heard?
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.